Next, our first feature. Chris Hill of the Evening News talks to James Medler about his memories of a former farming college. His article is read by Tim Edwards.
More than 70 years after joining the Norfolk School of Agriculture, a former student has shared his memories of the early origins of what is now Eastern College. James Medler joined the college as a 16-year-old in 1953, 2 years after it was first opened on the Eastern Hall Estate outside Norwich. I was always interested in gardening, to be honest, and animals, and that's why I came, he said. In those days, you decided what you were going to do once you left school, and that would be your future. I thought I'd like to get into farming, so that's how I came to be here. As the first student on site, student residential accommodation had not yet been opened. Norfolk School of Agriculture students boarded at Wyndham College, where Nissen huts from the old Second World War USAAF Station Hospital were used as dormitories. They were transported to Easton by bus each day, Mr. Medler recalls. Theory lessons were taught in classrooms in Easton Hall each morning, before practical sessions on the estate in the afternoons. There wasn't much in the way of buildings apart from the farm buildings, he said. This was all farmland. They called it a college, but really it was a 700-acre farm, and you were just sort of pupils at the farm. It wasn't like it is now. It was strictly agriculture. Mr. Medler recently returned to Eastern College with a prospectus from 1953, which he has donated to the college's history archive. The document sets out the wide-ranging practical topics which the Norfolk School of Agriculture taught through its working farm, using its model farm and upper farm buildings. The curriculum covered arable farming of wheat, barley and other crops, as well as livestock work, with the farm's dairy herds of Frisians and dairy shorthorns, as well as husbandry of sheep, horses and poultry. We were taught things that don't matter today, said Mr. Medler. Who would hand milk a cow? Who would plough a field with a horse? Students also learned about farm machinery maintenance, farm crafts including hedging, ditching, drainage and farm carpentry, farm forestry and beekeeping. It was entertaining. There was more enjoyment in those days, says Mr. Medler. But he remembers the environment at Wyndham being much more formal. They were strict, he said. They had head boys and all that sort of thing. I had a blazer with a badge on it. The only time we were allowed out was to go to church on Sundays at Morley St. Botolph, and we used to wear our blazers then. The weekends used to get a bit boring because you weren't allowed out apart from going to church. Occasionally, they used to let us go into Wyndham. There was a swimming pool, and now and again, they would let you go to the swimming pool. Although Mr. Medler enjoyed the agriculture course, he came to the realisation a career in agriculture was going to be difficult to pursue for someone whose family did not already have a farm for him to work on. So, after 1 year, he decided to change direction and join the Navy instead. Mr. Medler and his wife returned to Norfolk from their home in Croydon, taking on a pig farm at Hevingham. He said the learning from his year at the Norfolk School of Agriculture stood him in good stead for managing the pig farm and growing his own vegetables.